Bro.
Welcome back to When the Bell Tolls with Big Cuz. Stay tuned after a word from our sponsor to hear our SummerSlam predictions.
This is Matty Ice, and we come at a cumbersome note. And we come here to honor the passing of one of the Mafia's, the family's passing of their mother, and that is Porkchop. He lost a huge part of his family a couple of days ago. And we just want to let you know, Chop, we love you. We're here for you. You need anything, you know where to find us. And if you could, just join us in this toll of the bell for Chop's mom.
Welcome back to another episode of When the Bell Tolls with Big Cuz. We are actually live from Nashville for SummerSlam. We're going to give our SummerSlam predictions podcast. I am joined by
Matty Ice,
the straight edge one,
and Lil Cuz.
Today we're going to have a rundown through the card. Lil Cuz is going to introduce the card. We're going to discuss it, and then you'll offer our prediction. What is the first match on the card?
Logan Paul and The Miz.
Draws thoughts.
Logan Paul gets revenge on the skull-crushing finale and wins at SummerSlam here in Nashville.
They don't hire people like Logan Paul and let them lose. It's Paul.
It has to be Logan. You can't have him lose to The Miz off a big match like that.
Yeah, I'm with y'all. Logan Paul is going to win because, you know, Ciampa's teamed with The Miz lately and attacked Logan Paul. So you're not going to bring in a billion-dollar asset and then have him lose. What's the next match?
Liv Morgan versus Ronda Rousey for the SmackDown Women's Championship.
Draws thoughts.
Somebody shows up, screws it up. Liv Morgan wins.
Same.
Liv Morgan retains with outside interference.
I think they give it to Ronda. Build up Charlotte and Ronda for, you know, who cares what time it is. They've wasted Ronda's return. What's the next match?
Bobby Lashley versus Theory for the United States Championship.
Lashley is the champion in this match.
Bobby Lashley still goes over.
I think we need to make history and have Theory win.
I think Lashley retains.
At this point, I don't really think it matters. The U.S. belt is an afterthought, but I do think Lashley retains. Next match.
Be a little louder.
Pat McAfee versus bomb-ass Corbin.
Bum-ass Corbin is going to get his ass kicked at Nissan Stadium by Pat McAfee.
Exact opposite.
It's got to be McAfee. You can't have him lose to Corbin.
It wouldn't be the first time McAfee won in Nissan Stadium. So,
won't be the last.
All right, next match.
The Mysterios versus the Judgment Day in a no DQ tag match.
And we know one of the Mysterio women is going to get involved because Rhea's going to get involved. So, what's your all's thoughts on this match?
Judgment Day wins, and then Edge and Bray Wyatt come back and raise all kinds of hell over the Judgment Day.
Same, but I'm not saying Fiend's coming back. Or Wyatt.
I think Dom turns on Rey. I think Judgment Day wins.
Yeah, I'm kind of like, it's got to be at some point Dom's going to turn on Rey. Why not go ahead and make it his 20-year anniversary? You know, he's been in the business a whole lot longer than 20 years.
It would be amazing.
I mean, it'd be nice to see something, you know, unique happen with Dominic. He's been teamed with his father for 2 years now. What's the next match on this card?
Time to cut the chains.
The Usos versus the Street Profits for the Undisputed Tag Belts with Jeff Jarrett as special guest ref.
For some reason, no, Jarrett, who is not a tag specialist, is reffing this tag match.
I think, you know, Jarrett does something screwy during the match, but I do think the Street Profits finally go over.
Street Profits are going over, but it's going to be the debut of Solo Sikoa.
I think the Street Profits win.
I got one for you. Ric Flair attacks Jarrett in the middle of the match.
Woo!
someone random comes down, Usos win, because they're going to set up. We all know Vince didn't want to work with other people. Triple H, though, tends to want to work with people. Now, Flair, he's a good friend, so why not?
Why not?
Give him that last push. All right, we got what many of us believe.
It would be an evolution.
When the next match is what many of us believe could be the P-Break match, which is unfortunate considering who it is.
Bianca Belair versus Becky Lynch for the Raw Women's title.
Boy, have they really messed up the women's titles. No one cares about the champions, which is sad.
It is sad. While I'm peeing at the trough in the 140 section at Nissan Stadium, Bianca Belair keeps it or a no decision.
In world terms, we're right down the street from Knoxville, and we can't have Bianca Belair lose in Tennessee.
As much as it pains me, I think Bianca's winning.
Yeah, I think Bianca wins because they're going this woe is me Becky stretch for some reason. Had it last time, and she became the man, and then she was that for 4.5 years, and no one liked it anymore. All right, what should be the main event, well, will be the main event, hopefully, for what's billed as one last time, even though we've had it 3,000 times.
Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar in a last man standing match for the undisputed WWE Universal Championship.
Boy, that
picked any longer of a name. It
is a mouthful.
You got, Matt?
It's a mouthful. I'm wearing his shirt, the country ass kicker himself, Brock Lesnar, but I think Theory cashes in.
I'm going to say Theory cashes in as well. This is where history is being made, and he's walking out with 3 belts.
If Theory doesn't cash in, I'm going to say both of them are down. But if Theory cashes in, then I'm staying Theory.
Well, no shit. But
kiss my ass.
I think Brock Lesnar wins because Roman's going to take a break. Because, you know, he needs another one. He's been gone for 2 months. And Lesnar's actually having a good time for once, so... Why not have Lesnar win, Reigns attack him, Theory cashes in. So two winners, Theory mega heel heat, who knows.
And Roman has to go and film, I think, Fast 10 your seatbelt. So,
I mean, we're all setting up Roman and The Rock at Mania next year anyways. It doesn't need to be for the belt at all. And I think we could end up getting maybe Brock's retirement match at WrestleMania next year. Put it on somebody who can retire him. Retires loosely used term in wrestling. But...
Yes, that's Ric Flair.
Yeah, he's had one last match 900 times.
You think it's possible McIntyre gets involved since he's in the picture now?
I mean, it's possible. McIntyre's got a title opportunity when they go clash at the castle.
I mean, he could spoil Theory's night.
If nobody watched SmackDown, he gave Theory a hell of a claymore on Friday.
That could be interesting, for sure, but... Who knows?
But one thing that shocks me is, once again, the IC belt is not on a premium live event card. They want to make the belt big, and it used to be a transitional. You win the IC, you win the world title, and now it's just you win the IC, you no longer on a pay-per-view. Baffles the hell out of me. We all know it's going to be on Clash at the Castle because it's Gunter as the champion because they want to push European stars, but it should be on SummerSlam.
Yeah, it was the gateway drug to the world title.
I mean, it'll be the first... defense on a premium live event in, like, what, 2 years now?
Was it Clash of Champions in the year of the COVID?
Yeah.
When was it Sami Zayn beat Styles and Hardy?
Yeah, I think that was the last time.
Wow.
That's absolutely upsetting. But any last thoughts for SummerSlam since we are, for the first time ever, live from a pay-per-view?
It's not going to sink in until we're actually at the stadium, but I'm excited as all hell to actually be here. And shout out to Yon Man for actually getting us the tickets, and even though he can't be here. We appreciate the hell out of you.
You beat me to it. I was going to say Yon Man needs to be here, McDonald's.
Yeah, I'm the same way. If you want flexible scheduling, give it to everyone, not just the little man. We miss you, Yon Man. You should be here with us.
Amen.
And remember, when the bell tolls, the match is over.